I think so. Perhaps one answer that comes out of my research, and one that comes out of my experience working with 365. So, what did I learn? I mean, as a researcher, I learned that the way that we as a society treat activists and treated this activist population that I worked with in particular has consequences for what we can know about the world. So it took me a very long time to have access to some of the people that I have interviews with in my book, in part because they have been so mistreated by other researchers. They have been obviously so mistreated by other forms of authority, police authority, physicians, you know. And so as a researcher, I couldn't just go in, like they didn't, so at the time I was teaching at Yale, I couldn't just go in and say, oh, you know, I'm a young professor at Yale, let me interview you. And most other places in the world, if you say, I'm Professor XY from, you know, XY of the institution, that opens doors for you, right? But in activist circles, that often closes doors. And so what that meant is that I had to build long-term, sustained, still existing today, relationships with the people I wanted to speak with for my book. And these had to become more than just me kind of parachuting down, extracting information and resources and parachuting out. So, you know, these were long conversations that continue on. You know, I've been happy to receive feedback about my book from the people I spoke with and to continue to feed, you know, receive feedback from them. So I think that's one lesson. One lesson is that these need to be, you know, I mean, we can't, the structural imbalances in society are what they are. So, you know, I won't, you know, I know enough not to say that, you know, my structural relationship with, you know, a working class activist is equal. So we're not equal in that way. But, you know, to the extent that we can try to have egalitarian relationships with the people that we work with, we need to try to do that. And I think organizations like the Panther Party, you know, offered really interesting ways for thinking about that. So they, by necessity, had to collaborate with doctors and nurses, nursing students, doctoral students, you know, medical students to do their clinics. They didn't have enough manpower or expertise to pull off a nationwide network of health clinics by themselves, but they kind of, they vetted everyone who worked with them. So you couldn't just come in and say, oh, I'm a medical resident, you know, at Harvard, let me come and work in your clinic. You know, the party wanted to know what your political aspirations were, what your theory of social justice was. They wanted to know if you had read, you know, Frantz Fanon, if you had read John Hope Franklin, if you had read Malcolm X, and often demanded that you did so. You know, that I think that we need to think about these as kind of fulsome relationships that come with responsibilities and obligations on all sides. So more recently, I had the opportunity to participate on a panel that Just Public held with Lillian Guerra, who's an editor at The Nation, and people, I'm forgetting their names, Gabriel Saye from the Drug Policy Alliance, and a gentleman, Glenn Martin, who's from an organization for formerly incarcerated folks. And it was really, I wasn't sure, you know, sitting down with these people who do kind of work that's a lot more contemporary, you know, where the kind of Black Panther piece would fit. But it was, so it was, you know, it was a round table, and we wasn't kind of sure, you're never sure how these things are going to turn out when people are kind of speaking in some ways informally. But it was very enlightening. You know, it was really challenging me to think about, you know, what this historical story meant for now. And I think as scholars, we can, you know, you don't have to justify what, why a historical work matters. You know, it's just we inherently think as scholars that any, you know, that archival work that tells a new story or allows us to see the world anew has inherent value. And I think sitting in a conversation with two activists and a journalist really forced me to think about the now of the project, right? And to think about, you know, the criminalization of activism now that, you know, we talked about previously, that would make it impossible to have an organization like the Black Panthers to do the health activist work that they were doing, to do it now, or to think about, you know, all that had changed with regard to the kind of full scaling up of mass incarceration in such a way that you might not even have in communities enough people and a kind of depth of leadership to sustain activist communities that you did sort of 40 years ago. So for me, as a researcher, scholar, activist, the most important takeaway from that experience was to always, not in a kind of, you know, presentist sense, like that, you know, everything from the past doesn't have some resonance in the present, but to think about those places where it does and can, and where the work can be used in the service of making a better world today.